There's one resounding idea, which anybody who even takes a cursory glance at our parsha realizes, and that's that the Kohanim, who come from the Levium, are special, they're unique. Our whole parsha is about the halachas. The Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the priests. In fact, our whole sefer that we're involved in now is called Torahs. What's it called? Torahs HaKohanim. A whole Torah about them. A fifth of the Torah is about the Kohanim. Other parts also. We see the specialness all through the Chumash. Let's take a few examples. Who is the ultimate savior after Moshe? He's also connected to Kuna. Who is the ultimate savior of the Jewish people? In the Maisa, in Shittim, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, he stood up, a zealot. He stood up for the Jewish people. He stood up for Kavod Shemayim. He stood up for God's honor. And he saved the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, from untold destruction. Cheda Ego. Everything was down. The Luchas had been broken. The tablets were broken. Could you imagine what it felt like? Moshe Rabbeinu needs someone to come to his side. Mila Hashem Eli, who will be to God with me at this time, this low point? A Nader. How do you say? In all of Jewish history, the Kohanim and the Levim are the ones who answered. And they stood up and followed Moshe. In Bamidbar, at a certain point, imagine, they're moving towards Eretz Yisrael. Suddenly, some people decide, we are going 11 stops backwards. And when you go 11 stops backwards, it means they were going to destroy the whole forward movement of the Jewish people in the Midbar. Who stood up to stop it? Elazar and the Kohanim. So the Kohanim are the ones who again and again are standing up for God's honor. And so special, like we see in this parsha. If you notice, it's very famous. The Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel says, Lo Shevet Levi Bovad. Everybody remembers that language varies in. Lo Shevet Levi Bovad. Not only Levi. Right? But let's see what the Rambam said before. V'lama lo zocha zet Levi benachlas ha'aretz Yisrael. Bizote Mechov. Levi doesn't get all the physical goodies we get. You go to war, Jewish people gets part of the spoils of war. Levi doesn't get. And he doesn't get a nachal. He doesn't have special towns. He has towns. He doesn't have a special shevet. He doesn't have a special area that's just him, like Don and Yisach and everybody has. Why? Listen to this. Mimnei Shehuvdal. He's separate. Lavod es Hashem. His job is to worship God. L'sharto. U'lahoros drachov ha'yisharim. To teach the Jewish people God's wondrous straight ways. U'mishpatav ha'tzadik murabim. That's his job. He's separate. He's higher. He's different. He's a little bit different. Not one of the guys. Levi is in a whole different place. They're the army of God. The legionnaires. Now Levi, this Kohen, these people, once had a partner. All through Bereishis, Levi is working together with who? Who's Levi working together with? Shimon. Dina, daughter of Jacob, daughter of Yaakov, is taken to Hamor and Shechem, the filed. Who stood up? Shimon and Levi. And together they said to Yaakov, HaKizoni Yasach Otenu. When Yaakov said, you made trouble, you're acting up. What did they answer to Father Jacob? HaKizoni Yasach Otenu. Can our sister, can Dina be treated this way, be defiled? And they went and wiped out Shechem. And again, in Vayechi, Yaakov referred to both of them negatively together. And he says, we have to separate you amongst all Jewish people. And you guys are going to be, Rashi brings down, you're going to be the teachers. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on the side makes an amazing insight for people who want to go into Chinuch and Kiruv. He says, this koach has to be by people who want to change the world. It has to be you're bothered by something, you're moved by something, you're awake by something. I always like to say that was one of Noah's greatest things. He was bothered. He was engaged. He was uptight. He was upset. He was enraged because he didn't like what was going on. That koach is what koach, that is the koach. Rabbi Yaakov says, Yaakov Kamenetsky, people need to wear in chinuch. But anyway, so now what's going on? In Bereishis, we find Shimon and Levi together. Right? Levi and the Kohanim, like we said, were separated. Shimon not only wasn't separate, and if Rabbi Yaakov hadn't said, I wouldn't feel comfortable saying it. Rabbi Yaakov even went down a level. Who was Pinchas' opponent? Who was Pinchas taking out in Shittim? It was Zimri ben Sol. It was from which Shevet? From which Nachla? From which tribe? From Shimon. from Shimon. And he also stood up, Rabbi Yaakov points out. You know what he stood up for? He stood up against Moshe's authority. He stood up against the tsnanua ways, against the modest ways of the Jewish people. So what's going on? How is it the lady's going this way and Shimon on some level is going that way? And Rabbi Yaakov gives a very, very practical approach. Very simple approach, and one which is so necessary for us to know now as we work towards Shavuos. Levi was not in the servitude of Egypt. They were already recognized as priests, and being priests, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, respected that. They said, you guys don't have to work like everybody else works. No, when they weren't working, what were they doing? They were learning. They were studying. The 210 years that the Jewish people was in Mitzrayim, the Levium and the Kohanim were studying, sitting in yeshiva, moving away. And here's the point. And Shimon, like the rest of the Jewish people, didn't have that advantage, didn't have that amazing opportunity, which all of us have today, as we sit here in the air conditioning, as opposed to being outside in the heat. Who would want to be outside in the heat when you could be here? On both sides. Torah takes that kanos. Torah takes that zealousness. Torah takes that fire, which a fire can go way out of control. And when a fire goes out of control, bad things happen. But Torah takes the fire, doesn't distinguish the fire. It takes that fire and it tempers it. It puts in its right boundaries. It puts in its right halachas. And it teaches a person when yes, when no. So as opposed to Shevet Shimon, that didn't have the opportunity the Levi had, and his kanos, his zealousness was out of proportion and in the wrong places, Levi's kanos, Levi's zealotry was exactly in proportion. And he knew when to smile, and he knew when to not smile. And he knew when to be tough, and he knew when to say the soft word. And it was all exactly in the right proportion. But b'koach what? B'koach HaTorah. This is the b'koach HaTorah that a person has. Rabosai. All levels in Ruchnius have to start with Torah. What's our proof? The greatest guide, Rabbi Hussein told us, in all of Avodas Hashem, is a book called Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim is a based in the Pasuk in Dvarim, which was expanded by Pinchas Ben Yair. By the way, who is Pinchas Ben Yair's chassan? Who is his son-in-law? Shem Bar Yochai, right? I think, right? Shem Bar Yochai. So connecting Lag BaOmer. I believe so. Pinchas Ben Yair, huh? Yes? Yes. Pinchas Ben Yair taught us Torah brings to the Zahirus, and Zahirus brings to Zrizus, and Zrizus, etc. But the whole Sulam, what we call the Sulam Pinchas Ben Yair, stood up. The whole of Avodas Hashem stands on one thing, Torah. Torah made Yili Day. People want to connect to Ruchnius. They want to connect to fixing their midos. We want to connect to Avodas Hashem, to Yiras Hashem, as separate things. But Pinchas Ben Yair taught us a resounding, no! It has to start Torah. Torah brings to all these things. And Rufiner adds in the letter, it's not just that Torah begins the cycle. Every stage needs Torah again. Torah brings Lidei Zahirus. Torah brings to watchfulness. And then Limud HaTorah, Torah again, and Zahirus brings to Zerizus, to alacrity, and moving in Avodas Hashem. That's how Rav Funer explains. I spoke to Talmud Chacham one time. I said, how does one get to Avodas Hashem? How does one get to loving God? He says, what do I know? Humbly he said, what do I know about loving God? But listen to his answer, friends. But you know, when you learn 5 hours of Seder, really, you put yourself, and then you look at the sun, you have Avodas Hashem. You have Avodas Hashem. You can do it. You're connected. Torah aligns us, sets us up, makes us ready, prepared for all the levels. And we can all feel this. You know how you can feel this? Watch sometimes how you pray the evening prayer after you study Gemara for a few hours. And you're really putting your time. I think we can all feel sometimes that the Maariv is different. You're zoned. You're hooked up. You're zoned. You're in. Now it's easy to dive in. It's easy to talk to Hashem. Because all that other stuff is not as apparent by me. A mashal is given for one's working on his midos. What is it like when one works individually on his midos and not the way we're talking about now, which is based a Torah-based midos workshop approach? I'm not selling anything. Don't get nervous. That sounds like it. He says it's like this. You know what? We go and make a hotel. Good. Where's the hotel going to be? In the middle of the forest. Good idea. What do you got to do? You got to try to chop down the trees. Can't have trees on a forest. Maybe it would go, I don't know. Right? You can't have trees in the forest. You chop that one tree. Or you know what? You make a fire. And if you make a fire, the right fire, all the trees go down in one fell swoop. That's the same thing. We work on our midos, we work on our characteristics, and we're not solidly in learning, we're working individually, point by point, weed by difficult weed. But when we have that engine in us and that tempered engine called Torah, then it's so much easier. It's a fire is burning inside of us and everything goes in its right place. But, and we're going to connect to our parsha again. Torah doesn't just temper us and guide us and put things in its right place. It makes us happy. Who doesn't want to be happy, Rabosai? The whole world is looking for happiness. And I want to show you where we see this. Min hamikdash lo yetze. Every person in the world, if God forbid, they lose a relative, right? A regular Kohen cannot be involved in the service at the basic point of losing a relative, can't be involved in the temple service. And not only that, a regular Jew who is allowed to eat the holy meat of the korbanot, of the sacrifice, is not allowed to after a relative dies. And then the Tzid explains why. You know why? Why can't you eat the meat? What's the difference? Why is an onin puzzle in kachim? Because mishulchan gavoh kazach. That's special meat. That's not a burger. You don't get that in Burger's Bar, Rabosai. That's from mishulchan gavoh. That's from God's kitchen. That's happy meat. You have to be in an elevated state to eat kachim. You can't eat that when you're down, when you're depressed. But the Kohen Gadol is different. Min hamikdash lo yetze. V'lo yichalos mikdash elokav. The Kohen Gadol is different. Imagine, his son died right on Yom Kippur morning, lo aleinu. He goes and does all the avodas of Yom Kippur right then without stopping. That's the halacha. His mother died. The whole family dies. He goes right ahead. Why? How could that be? The pasuk continues. Listen. Kinezer shemen mishkas. Mishkas elokav olav on Yeshem. He has a nazir. He has a crown of godliness. And the pasuk says it depends on the shem, but it's not dependent on the shemen. He has a crown of God. What's the crown of God? That crown of God, and I want to read you from the Netziv's language. Aval Kohen Gadol, Shudavak L'Shechina, he's connected to Shechina. Raila Panav Liba Tzolim, he's always happy. Everything in the world is falling apart, but he's connected. There's no sadness to him. So he can go straight ahead. He's not really sad because he's so connected. He's so high. He's so in. Zachar l'shleimus sahora. He can teach the Jewish people the laws of the Torah in the greatest way. The kol ha-Torah and the strength of the Torah mechazekes dato strengthens his seichel u'misameches misamachas asalev. It makes him happy. The Torah makes him happy. Imagine, you have to imagine this picture. A car accident. The family's out. The Kohen hears about it right before he walks into the Yom Kippur. It's not because we can't get someone else. Nezer elokav al roshav, because he's happy. So Allah so alpanav all the time. Libo v'son, because he's so connected. Rabosai, it wasn't just the Kohen Gadol. David HaMelech tells us in Tillim. David, the singer of the beautiful songs of the Jewish people. What did he say? Lulei toroscha shashuai. David HaMelech suffered so much in his life from his son, from his father-in-law, from his brothers, everywhere. He was short, nothing against short. It was difficult. David HaMelech had a difficult life. What did he say? Lulei toroscha shashuai. Azavadi tibioni. I would have been lost. But it had that simchas haTorah. Bosan, and when you hear these words, you know you have to think to yourself, and I'm talking to myself now. We all want to be happy, and we all have struggles. There's not a single person in this room, sitting, standing. If you're breathing, you're struggling. We all struggle. We all have difficulties. We have things that don't go the way we like. We've all suffered. This is our life. But we have something which can guarantee us simcha and joy and happiness. And let us forget difficulties. That's our involvement in learning. That's each of us can have the keter. Each of us can have a crown. The madrega. To forget everything. And sink ourselves into a Tosfos, sink ourselves into a Rashba, sink ourselves into a Marsha, sink ourselves into a Gemara. And we separate ourselves from all those other things. And we also live like the Kohen Gadol and like David HaMelech. So Rabosai, in closing, as we approach Shavuos and Lag BaOmer, Rabosai, you know what's Lag BaOmer about? It's so lost. Lag BaOmer is a day of Simchas HaTorah. It's Panemius HaTorah. Fine. But what's the Simcha? It was a day of Gilui HaTorah, of revealing of Torah. That's what we're happy about. We're not happy that Shimon Bar Yochai died. Why are you happy he died? We're happy that he revealed Torah. And we have, all of us have some of that Torah from the Ramchal and from the Maral and things we hear in Graz. And we're all a little bit connected to that Torah. But it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. It's a day of joy. Why is it during the Sfira? Lag BaOmer. Because it's a Torah day. These are the days. The Tov days left to us. These are the days for us to sink ourselves in and appreciate how much and how based each person, wherever they are, how based does our life have to be? on Limud HaTorah all the time. If we want to work on our midas, what do we need? Torah. And if we want to be zealots and go into chinuch and kir, what do we need? Torah. And if we want to be happy, what do we need? Torah. All, each of us should be zocha bezrat Hashem to be bona, to adorn ourselves with wonderful crowns of Torah in the greatest way possible.